I tell you what, it is definitely New Year's Eve. I promise you.
Yeah. Welcome to this week's Dead Shed Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
Martin Ashton.
Rich Payne.
We're having a good time here. I hope you're all ready for New Year.
We are. Are you?
Or you're in New Year.
New Year, yeah, new
depending
me.
When you're watching.
YOLO, hun.
Still broken.
Oh, dear. This week, we're going to be talking about the trends we're going to see in 2025. Ooh. Bit of predictions. Ooh. Bit of ideas. Yeah, what we expect to see. Lads, can I start us off?
Yes, yeah, please. Go for it.
Something I think that is definitely going to happen in 2025 and beyond, right, mm-hmm. is in the extreme side of mountain biking, we touched on this last week, that 2024 was a pivotal year for the girls riding Rampage.
Yeah, we touched on it, didn't we?
History
and when we were talking about this earlier, you said their learning curve now is going to be... Because now they're like, right, we want to catch up.
Because they've got a platform to finally show up. Yes. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, my money's on Robin Gooms. Yeah. Like you were saying front flip for the first time in the competition. Now, Robin Gooms has just bought some property where she's from and she's building the craziest compound ever. Now, it's just going to go...
See, the race is on. The race is on.
So definitely
I feel
on.
Like all we're going to be talking about through this year is, oh my God, did you see what
see
she just
did?
Yeah. So I feel like we can all look forward to that because it's going to be gnarly.
But like Caroline Buchanan can already front flip, can't she?
She's done it in a contest, though.
The race is on for that.
Maybe at Swatch 9 she did it. Or not 9s.
No.
The thing with the satellite dish.
I think you're right there. The first to stomp it in competition will be a big, especially a rampage. Holy moly.
Yeah, women's rampage in 2025 is going to be nuts. So there's my first prediction. Who wants to come in with another prediction now? Because I have got another one ready if you want.
Go for it. Hit us with another.
I was going to kick off.
This one's a bit of a technical one, right? So I did a bit of a deep dive on this.
Okay. Go for it.
So I'm predicting more steering dampers and tune mass dampers and add-ons, right?
Okay.
Listen to this, right? Potentially, we're going to see a much more streamlined pro pits this year, with the UCI making it even more of an elite bunch of teams. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, every team will be looking for a tiny margin to make the difference. Plus the fact these upgrades, like tune mass dampers and steering dampers, they're in the limelight. And that means they're going to be much more readily available as products we can all buy. So we're going to be adding them to our bikes throughout this next year and beyond, and we're going to be seeing other things that we don't know about yet like, coming out on the pro bikes that are similar.
Like DRS and Formula One.
It's that kind of stuff. Discuss. What do you think? I think
it's great.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's the evolution of racing.
Well, so we saw it briefly in a clothing form with the speed suits from Fox, which... You know, from an aerodynamics point of view, do work. I've actually used a tuned mass damper, not a steering damper, but a tuned mass damper, and they are very different things. And it is notable in terms of how the bike feels and the fatigue you get through the bars and everything coming through it. So I do, you know, obviously when split seconds count, if you can hold on stronger for longer, brake harder later, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, even on the specialised team, the gravity team, we've seen electronic suspension hidden by little boxes and God knows how they're governing.
You see? Which brings us on to the evolution of racing.
I had one more thing to say about tune mass dampers, though, before we go on, Bingers. I reckon we're going to see them on XC bikes.
Ooh.
I do.
Do you reckon a bit more weight on the bike, though?
Well, no, yeah, but a little bit more weight, but fatigue.
Fatigue.
Am I nuts?
Yeah. No, I certainly wouldn't rule it out, and I think teams would 100% be trying it. They may not use them in a race, they'll certainly give it a go.
Evolution of racing. Yeah,
carry on, Blake.
The changes, right? The events.
You would die to do that.
The evolution, this is where it's coming. Okay. All right? Hardline, all these rad events coming out.
Yeah.
The evolution of racing.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it is a bit of a sketchy time for World Cup racing.
Certainly on UCI events, we'll say.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's happening with the Enduro side of things? Because that's...
It's still there.
It's not there.
Correct.
It's off for the year.
Yeah.
It's paused.
Not the hiatus.
I think the word is it's paused. Bit like GT.
Carry on.
Keep it moving, guys.
The EDR is still very much a thing. It's European based, so it's less of a World Series, but it is still a World Series nonetheless. Yeah.
World riders come.
But it feels like 2024 was a bit of a kick in the nuts for it.
Yeah.
And now it's in this pivotal moment where it's going to change and evolve, hopefully for the better. We're going to see some interesting
races. Well, we had the first ever world champs for it last year.
Well, it depends when you're watching.
That's very good point.
I mean, it's definitely New Year's Eve right now. That's
yeah,
what I do
nuts.
Know. Honestly. but, yeah, we don't know. We've had a world champs.
That's a big step forwards. It's got a bit lost, so hopefully 25 it finds its way. Because it is second. I love Enduro.
Talk about the evolution of racing, right?
Yeah.
EDR and all that, and potentially on the lifeline of not having a success in 2025. What about hard MTB, Braden Bringhurst? Bringing out this cool dream, right?
Yeah, fab.
I actually like this. It's a bit like hard Enduro on motorbikes, not mountain bikes.
Yeah.
But this, I think, could kick off.
Yeah,
it's like CrossFit and mountain biking.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Actually, it is a bit. And I think it could kick off because when I mentioned it earlier on, your eyes lit up.
Yeah, it's
wicked.
I want to do all the social stuff.
It's explosive. It's fun. It's entertaining. And it's on a short track, which people can look at.
And people could build and make of their own versions.
That's what I think is the cool part. It's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's a good format.
It's really good.
Yeah,
Braden could be onto something.
Yes.
Braden Bringhurst.
I like it.
I tell you what else. E-bikes, we talked about this last week a little bit
as well.
The DJI motor has really set a bomb off in e-bikes. But I think
The evolution.
I don't know why we're doing this.
That's brilliant because it's come up onto the forbidden bikes. That means it's going on other platforms.
Potentially.
It is. So that means there is more interpretation for it to be on other bikes.
Well, the one thing I want to say is that I think the exciting bit of 2025 is not going to be DJI's motor on someone else's bike, or that will be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when we see it on an Atherton, that'd be the first e-bike they bring out. That's going to happen.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know, but I think that's what's going to happen. No, maybe not this year.
Dude.
But what I do think would be amazing is that how Bosch and Shimano and Brose and...
Bafang.
Keep reading the ones off the shelf.
TQ. That's
TQ.
Why Steve wouldn't let me on EMBA anymore, because I don't know anything about them.
We don't.
I think those guys are all going to step it up and the customers, are going
to
have an amazing time going, oh my God, these motors are amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Oh man, as soon as you get your hands on one of those bikes, with those DJI bikes, I tell you, oh my gosh, the evolution will blow your brain.
Do you know what else has evolved?
What, me?
No.
Language.
My English.
Downhillers have been stealing something from dirt jumpers.
They have the high rise bar.
Oh, hang on. Trials riders had high rise bars.
Nah.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
The 90s.
That way.
The 90s had high rise bars as well.
That's true. Yeah.
But we're seeing it creep in, right?
Thanks to Dakota Norton. Will we see any pros take it on? Like, because they're all going to be like,
Dakota,
oh my God, I'm copying Dakota. But will anyone be ballsy enough to copy him?
Or if it gives
if
you
it's
a
faster,
split,
yeah,
exactly.
They will.
Split,
yeah.
Splits
if
it,
it's
yeah,
faster.
Definitely will.
So name a rider who's going to do it.
Umriel Pirion.
What?
Miriam.
No!
Troy Brunson.
Luke Brunson.
Oh my God. Talking about those races, let's have a bit of predictions. Can I get my predictions out there, right?
No,
wait. My predictions for 2025 when it comes to race winning results.
Yeah.
Overall World Cup winners here. I'm saying.
Okay, the overalls.
Evie Richards.
Overalls.
Wins XC overall World Cup. Nick's agreeing
what
with me.
What is it? Sorry.
Loves a bit of
Jackson Goldstone. Yeah. Overall downhill.
Sorry.
And I really think Ella Connolly in the EDR overall. Those are my
predictions.
Evie
Richards?
I just said Evie Richards for XC. Yeah.
Brilliant listening, though.
Yeah, but good try.
Sorry, I was trying to get my prediction. I was thinking.
Got
that's where we went wrong.
You can't do
that's
both.
That's where we went wrong.
Bingus, give us your predictions.
I would think Elliot Jackson.
Right.
Elliot Jackson.
Elliot Jackson.
Jackson Goldstone.
Man, I've had enough.
It's so good. It's so good. You've got your finger on the racing pulse.
Fair play. He's been drinking since Christmas Eve.
The same beer.
But this is definitely New Year's Eve, right? I want you to know that. This is definitely New Year's Eve.
So Elliot Jackson's going out of retirement.
Oh, you mean Jackson Goldstein.
I mean Jackson.
So you agree with me?
I agree with you.
Go on, for EDR, who do you think's going to win that?
I have no idea.
No, but you literally don't know anyone.
Because you don't know.
Exactly.
Isabel Canuria. Oh, no, wait.
No, she's having time out.
What about an XE?
Oh, God.
Surely. A name. Any name, Blake.
Pidcock.
In the women's.
Oh, on the women's.
Men's. Your prediction. Loana Lecompte. Serious prediction.
Loana Lecompte in the women's.
Good shout.
It won't be Pidcock in the men's, so I don't think he's doing them all.
Oh, I don't think he's going to do it.
Victor Koretsky in the men's.
Okay. Yes, good shout. This guy knows.
Hattie, I think, will do the double. I think she's doing it. Yeah, I actually do.
Do you think Ryan Gilchrist is going to come over from EEDR and smash everybody in EDR?
No.
No.
But he will do very well.
Yeah.
Ain't got the legs.
I think Rude.
They're all on the EDR.
Have you seen him ride?
Yeah, man, he's a savage. Yeah. Rude in the men's EDR.
Oh, please, no.
He will. Guy's a savage.
So boring. It's the most boring. Oh, my God. I hope he doesn't watch this.
God,
I mean, he's a lovely,
really
he's a really nice guy, quite shy, quite quiet, but
he's a beast.
He's a boring, he's just boring.
Why is he boring? Because he wins all the time.
Yeah, but even when he wins, he's like,
Was it a bit like Aaron Gwynn? Would you say he was boring at this peak time?
Yeah, he's really boring.
But he was winning. How's that boring?
Boringly.
I was just trying to do my predictions.
I'm sorry, mate, Carol.
You're doing really well.
Amory Piron in...
You were desperate, sort of.
I was. Because I think he's going to smash it. I think he's going to have a good year.
Not Jackson Goldstein, I mean Elliot Jackson.
Or Jackson Riddle.
I don't feel like Elliot Jackson can win it at this point.
Or Jackson Riddle?
Or Jackson Riddle.
I do think Miriam Nicol will have a good comeback. I actually don't think she'll win the overall, but I think Hattie will move into downhill a bit more as well.
But will she be able to? Because she hasn't got the.
Because you can get sanctioning from the.
No, you've got to be on a World Cup. You've got to be on an elite World Cup team or something. Nick's shaking his head.
Oh, you need UCI points to.
No,
compete.
Yeah, but she has because she's done well this year.
Yeah.
And if you get sanctioning, I think, from your governing body, I think that's a pathway through to it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got his serious face on. Looks like he might know what he's talking about.
Sometimes.
Hattie Harnden for the double win in.
EDR.
And a win in Downing.
No, I just think she'll do very well.
Really?
Yeah, I think she will, actually.
Wow,
I think more EDR riders will turn to a bit more downhill.
What about Tyrone Seagraves going to have a big comeback?
Because EDR's...
Not as alive as it was.
Not at its best yet. No, that's a good point. It's a good point. Actually ended on a pretty clever note there. Like, we knew what we were talking about.
We?
Well, you.
Collective, we.
Yeah, go on. All of us.
What are you guys looking forward to in 2025? I want to know two things. The predictions, what do you predict will be a big trend in 2025? And what are you going to be doing in 2025? Might be more riding. Hey, might be less. Who knows? We might have put you off it. That's possible. let us know in the comments down below. YouTube memberships, one of my favourite things we created in 2024.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Which is just about to go, because this is definitely New Year's.
What, going away?
And...
Well, only for 24.
Ah, for 24. It's 25.
You had another one on.
Yeah,
25 is your year to become a YouTube member on GMBN, where you get your custom emojis.
You love them.
I love the custom emojis. Your loyalty badge. Mm. The loyalty badges actually really stick out in the comments, and I can really see, like, oh, there's one of my crew there, right? And you're like, I like it. It's fun. And of course, you get your discount in the store.
You do.
And if you're a Trail Boss membership,
yes,
you get your special water bottle.
You need to be a Trail Boss for 12 months.
I'm gonna have that bottle.
But talk about the discount. You can head over to our shop and get yourself a nice bargain. A bit like these hoodies and this t-shirt.
Yeah, great time of year. There might be a little bit of discount this time of year. Go and have a look.
Discount on discount.
Yeah, we love all that support. Really appreciate it. Right, let's stop selling. Let's move on to the next bit of the show, which is
Hacks and Botches. Hexabodges!
Yes!
Oh, wow.
That's
really good.
Love that.
It's like we rehearsed that.
It's almost like we practiced it in the Christmas show last week.
Were we a trio of hacks or a trio of bodges then?
Definitely bodges. Bodge this week is from Neil Merrifield, a bush-bearing puller of seat post and various sockets. Does the job beautifully.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. That I feel like that's one of those things that's probably over there on the rack somewhere that's an expensive tool that is made very cheaply.
Yeah. And if it works, that's a good
And you know how he's done it. Yeah. And you know how he's done it. Look at that little set down there, Allen key set. Park Tools Allen key set. That will last a lifetime.
It will. It does. Them things don't...
Yeah. That's what's doing the hard work there. Absolutely amazing. So you're in the chance, Neil,
good job,
with winning GMBM race top. Next up, here we go. Bit of Tune Mass Damping.
Who's that, Blake?
Oh. Nick Four... Wait a minute.
Who's that
Nicky
one?
Foros.
Nicky Foros.
That's the first name.
Kwastikakus.
Quastakakis.
You're horrible. I don't pronounce names very well, but hey, that's
really... I couldn't do that one.
But,
thank you.
He's otherwise known as Nicky. Yeah. Nicky says, he's given us a bit of, he's Christmas lighted his bike.
He's Christmas lighted his bike,
And he's got a bit of Tune Mass damping on there.
Wow.
I thought it was a lefty for a moment.
Yeah, I thought it was a lefty.
So, Rich, we were talking about Tune Mass dampers. What is that going to do? What is that?
It's essentially.
Stop him turning.
A wet.
Oh, it's so painful in here sometimes.
That's not a steering damper.
Oh. Which. Doesn't stop you turning either, but we should say.
Oh, that's why I don't do tech.
What do you do?
You don't even do you don't do riding at them though either.
I'm broken. I'm totally broken.
Oh God, in the head.
Right, so tell me, what will that Tune Mass damper be doing?
Just make it a bit comfier.
But how is it working?
How does that thing work?
Has he got something rattling in there?
Not rattling.
No.
It's essentially a tuned mass, so it's a mass which kind of floats on the end of a spring each end, which moves up and down.
I'm a mass and I'm tuned.
Oh, you're a freaking idiot.
So next up, we have got a great hack from Emmett Knock.
Hey, don't knock it.
Yeah, don't knock. No, I'm going to knock it.
You're trying hard. I knew he'd say otherwise.
I'm going to knock it.
Oh.
Why would you use a zip tie to take your quickling out?
Well, because by just tightening the zip tie, it does it really easily.
But you waste a zip tie.
Well, otherwise you've got to bend the chain sometimes.
Yeah, I know, but I actually think that's a really clever little
hack. Yeah, like
hack.
I said, I'll
it
repeat
looks
it.
So simple, but Emmett's really nailed it there.
Don't knock it.
I'm knocking it.
Yeah. Rich isn't having it. And I feel like the GMBM race top, I don't feel like... The Tune Mass damper created a great conversation.
No.
I think it exposed us somewhat. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Nicky, me.
You're not winning.
Oh, sorry, Nicky.
Neil.
I think Neil.
I think it's Neil or Emmett. All right, Neil.
Neil.
Well done, Neil.
Congratulations, Wayne. Is that race top?
GMBM race top to Neil.
Racing
well
over to you now.
If you've got a hack or a bodge that you think we would enjoy or even understand slightly, then send it into the GMBM uploader and you could be winning yourself a race top next week. Clowns. Things we like this week.
Not that conditions.
To be honest, I don't really like the look of that condition.
Well, I tell you what, I really wanted to tell you about this guy because this is the... I love this definition. This is from Tristan Ridley, who is known as the bad boy of bike packing.
Okay, no, I like it. Okay.
Love it, but he's having a hell of a day.
This is very inspiring.
Basically, what he did is he slogged his way all the way up here, only to find it didn't go anywhere, and it took him nearly as much time to get back down. But what I really liked about this post, right,
bare footprints.
Taking Tristan slightly seriously for a moment, he has written a really cool post about how things can go wrong, but sometimes that's where the great things are.
Dude,
found.
His wheels are not even
Look
turning.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated the post, and I think Tristan's a guy we need to get some time with and do some videos with.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad boy of bike packing. Look at Blake Samsa.
Look at the state. Yeah, I would love to go hang out with that guy, but
next up, Super Rider TV. Love that guy. Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh. Little tip on wheelies here. We should look into this. Really great. Simple thing to think about. When you're about to start your wheelie, start with your weak foot.
Mm. Bit like trials.
Not your strong foot.
That's trials.
Because you go weak foot and then you put the power. Yeah. Really good little tip.
Is that love trial that. Tip?
Yeah, Super Riders Charles Boy as well. And next up,
lovely bit of
manual. Look at this manual.
I love this manual.
He's great.
That S4P bike.
You must have ridden with him a lot.
My gosh.
I
remember
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
it's great rider. Great rider.
Oh my gosh, super bike control. I bet he's good on a unicycle.
I bet he is.
He's always on the back wheel.
He just makes his bike a unicycle.
Next up, it's not fresh news, but Ihan Patino sending this backflip drop.
The first comment from Andrea Latondi, loco.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, if he's saying it's bad, like,
kind of just setting the tone.
That flip is nuts. Oh my god.
There's one thing I've got to say about it, right? Not landable.
Well, I just noticed actually.
Not landable.
Look at all the rocks at the very bottom of the landing as well. Look.
I mean, it wasn't going to work.
Did he hurt himself?
Oh, I think he hit his arm.
I think he scraped his knee.
Yeah, but. I want to say good effort, but...
That's a hell of a big drop, that.
Yeah. Really, really, drop. Really impressive send.
I look forward to seeing where that one goes in and our fails and bails.
Absolutely. Right, last week we didn't have time to look at the caption contest results.
Which was definitely a week ago.
Which was definitely a week ago, by the way. It definitely was. And so, you're all winners on your caption contest
results. We can't send you a mug to everyone,
though. We can't send you all mugs. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a new caption contest photo right now. There you go. Give us your caption for that. I promise next week we are going to give a stunt mug to the best caption for that. Good luck.
Coming up on the channel next week.
Yes.
You like it?
That was a good one.
Yes. I like it.
It's good. First one, struggling to lose weight from MTB.
Yes.
Here's how to fix it. I need to watch that video.
Is that with Ollie Beckinsale?
That is. Me and Ollie Beck got out on the trails. We go through some kind of reasons why you might not be, some ways of going about it. Fun ways, not all boring and doom and gloom, don't worry.
Perfect, get rid of that turkey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've got a plan for 2025. Me and Rich have got a bit of a fitness plan.
Yeah, we do.
And then for a bit of fun, me and Blake have got a bit of a plan. Oh, my God. We've got some fun stuff coming this year, but we can't talk about that now.
No.
Also got riders who will win in 2025. A little bit of prediction from me about who we're going to see winning, specifically World Cup races this next year. Ooh. Who's going to get their maiden World Cup wins in 2025?
Yeah. And Rich, you've got a feature coming up.
Go on, Rich, see if you can... yeah, before you tell us about that feature, can you think of anyone who's going to get a maiden win in 2025? World Cup?
Hattie Harden, or just go Hattie again?
Well, no, because she's won World Cups before.
Oh, I went at Downhill.
Anyway. So what's that feature you're doing?
It's the Ultimate Bike Explainer. Yes, it is the new year. Everyone's got new bikes. You might be thinking of getting a new bike. So... these guys thought they could stitch me up. You can't!
Yeah, and guess what? A bike is not just for Christmas.
It's for life, bro!
Get used to it. Right, let's get into the bike vault for our New Year's ready bike vault scene. There's the bell, let's start
bring
it
that
off.
One?
Yeah,
no, don't
on.
Bring that one. First one here is from GDT Helicopter.
Canyon Spectral.
In front of a narrow bridge. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. In both Sweden. I do like them.
I think he's super nice.
Super nice.
He's done everything we could ask of him,
though. Oh, wow.
Angelito here, sending in their Ibis Osso.
That's their e-bike.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, that's their e-bike.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I can't really see it. Because it's got that...
battery.
It's got a battery. No.
Asymmetric frame for the shock. Yeah, I was trying to think of the word asymmetric. It comes to my mind.
Asymmetric.
Super nice. Next up, we've got William Temple's Trek Fuel.
I do like a Trek.
Yeah.
Fuelie X is a good. Give it a ring.
Are they not just boring?
No.
Super nice, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an e-bike again.
We've got a family vault. Here we go, from Chris.
Puddle Town down the road.
Oh, this is not a family vault. This is just his riding
crew. Who doesn't
proof.
Love a bit of bike porn, it says there.
Ah, and actually, you can see Ross in the background in the trees.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Fancy neat proof, scout, stoic.
Super nices.
Super nices.
I mean, it's apparently New Year's Eve. We've got to celebrate. Next up, John G's. Wow.
Look at the jet.
I'm trying to think what jet that would be. It's not a Lightning, is it?
No.
I think it's a fast one.
That one is a Top Gun jet.
We are good at this, aren't we?
Anyway, the bike
Speedy
is
jet.
A giant Yukon.
That's an F-150.
It's a nice looking...
That's a truck, isn't it? That's super nice.
Blake's, F-150.
Blake's just giving it to you. Matt Brooks.
XC
now,
Life, yeah?
With 2024 Merida 96 RC with XT and a few upgrades.
Dude, that thing's so fast.
That looks like a weapon, doesn't it?
Yeah, super nice.
XC weapon. And another one here from Cat.
That one looks like it's a bit snowy and dusty.
No, I mean, it's mid-wash, isn't it? It's a mid-wash.
The trick
slash. I don't think we've ever had that before.
No, we haven't. No.
Super nice. I mean, he loves his bike.
Yeah, trick slash. Super nice.
Super nice.
Another one.
We have got last bike.
It's New Year's. Just super nice it anyway, Blake. Don't even read it.
Aaron's 2023. Oh my God, this is serendipity.
Oh.
It's a 2023 GT.
Never heard of him.
On the last day, yes it is, on the last day of 2024, the year that GT got paused.
No, wait.
Sad
what?
Times.
Is GT been axed?
Gert Turd, it stands for.
On the pulse.
No.
On the pulse of the sports.
Yeah.
No, I did not know
Lake Samson, everybody.
No, hey, I just love riding bikes like everyone else.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, he literally was like...
What happens to Win Masters?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Don't know, nothing
good. And Braga.
And Braga?
And what's it, Chemical?
Hans Ray.
Hans Ray, Chemical.
Who's he? I'm joking. Whoa. I love you, Harley. I know, I do love you.
There's a lot of riders on GT.
Should we super nice that? Because that is the last one.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Obviously.
There you go. It's the end of 2024.
Which it definitely is.
And probably more thankfully for you guys, the end of this show. You've made it. You made it to the end. Congratulations. Thanks for watching. Let us know about your trends for 2025, your personal ones, and the things you think you're going to see. Are these guys nuts? Let me know in the comments down below. And we'll see you in...
Thank you very much!
See you 2025.
Laters.
What was that?
Laters.
GT, I did not know
that. Yeah, go on. Yeah.